Good morning, everybody, on this lovely Tuesday. This is Karen Pickard with Marcia Klayman and Brian Leonard with your positive points on aging. Hi, Marcia. How are you this morning?
Fine. Traffic was a breeze.
It was. I love summertime. If you have to drive into Columbia, it makes life much easier. So today we have a conversation about please stop waiting till the last minute to make decisions. Marcia's much more tactful than I am, but I'm just going to say it again. Please stop waiting to make the last decisions about your parents at the last minute, because nobody comes out on the winning side of that.
You know, it's one of those things that you literally want to scream at somebody and say, what are you waiting for? Okay. And so you have to talk with your aging parents about future decisions. And you need to do it. You need to do it now, before there's an emergency or a crisis, because you need to know where they would like to receive care. Just like choosing a hospital, you know where you want to go when you're going to have surgery. So you need to know where you're going to go when you can't stay at home anymore.
Right.
You've got to discuss money, which is always the toughest thing. No, everybody says Dad don't want to talk about his money. Well, Dad needs to talk about the money because you have to know. And I must emphasize, you need to know.
Money's probably the worst discussion we have to have with people, because people will call us and say, well, how much is this going to cost? And sticker shock just about makes them sick.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is I find extremely frustrating is, why are we keeping secrets in a family about something that is as important as your health and how to take care of you at the end of your life? And that's really what this conversation is about. It's not comfortable. Nobody wants to have to admit that we're not going to live forever, but we're not. So let's make decisions and make them ahead of time so that you do have the right places and the right things in mind. We meet kids every day who don't have a clue about anything that's going on with their parents, and they also don't know anything about what residential care is and how to pay for it. Everybody thinks that Medicaid is going to cover nursing home, or Medicaid is going to cover assisted living. You're going to have a shock when you start looking.
Well, we've decided to put together a few key points to help you understand the who, why, and when you need to take action. First of all, I'm gonna interview Miss Pickard. She's my business partner, and I just know she's gonna come up with the right answers. So, my first question, Miss Pickard, is when is it time to consider assisted living for your parents?
When is it time to consider it, or when is it time to start planning? Those are two different things, I think.
I got you, but I'm just saying, let's say that somebody hasn't planned appropriately, and mom's in the emergency room, or mom's starting to have too many falls. Okay, so when is the time that we really start to seriously consider this?
You really need to start thinking about this when you can no longer provide the level of care your loved one might need. And hiring an in-home agency, which is a wonderful alternative for a while, but can get extremely expensive if you're looking for 8, 10, 12, 24 hours of care. It's expensive, and people don't realize that. And hiring in-home care, you know, somebody will come in and say, oh, we have friends who come and stay, and that works great. And then 2 months later, they're calling me and saying their friends can't do it anymore because they just realized how much trouble it was. If you have an elderly person living at home, you might need to think about looking at higher level of care. If your parent is confused and forgetful, what if they can't take their medications properly? Will you come in and you're finding pills on the floor? That happens a lot. Or pills not taken. What if they're wandering?
I want to go back to the friend issue. this is the issue that really gets me. One is that your mother's friends are the same age as your mother normally, right?
Normally, yes.
So that friend's probably going to have some issues themselves. The thing is about getting two people in a car that shouldn't even be driving. they're not taking care of each other. But there are personal health care matters, hygiene matters.
Yes.
That even your best friend is going to feel very uncomfortable with. And then your mother might feel very uncomfortable for expecting Linda to take care of her like that.
Yes.
So then things start to get neglected.
They do. And not to throw my two sons under the bus, because I love them dearly, but the last thing I want as an adult female is to have my 30 or 40 year old sons, they're not there yet, but they will be hopefully by the time I get to this point, have to take care of me in any way, shape or form. It's just, it's not something that you really want done. So think about those things. Also, you need to think about, what if they have mobility issues? Is the house that they're living in compatible to their needs? Can they get in the shower? Can they get in the tub? We laughed about my sunken living room not long ago and how I fell stepping down and almost broke my neck. You really have to think of things like that. And are they overwhelmed with just the activities of daily living? And are you getting burned out? Are you not getting to see your family? Are you not getting to see your friends? It's always a problem, and it doesn't get any easier. Maybe now's the time to have the conversation.
Well, and for those that are long-distance caregivers, just imagine the stress because, you know, I know where people have set up these systems in their home where they can, mom can just say, call Bill or do this, do that. But, you know, when you're at a distance and you have a storm like we did last week, I was at Oakleaf when that hit.
Right.
And I have been through hurricanes and I've been through tornadoes, and I sat there and I thought this was like a combination to me of both of them. It was really bad in Lexington. But you know what? I sat there and I thought my residents are safe.
Yes.
You know, we have people on oxygen, so we have people checking on them. We were, you know, constantly moving around the building to make sure everybody felt safe and saying, we're here for you. Don't worry. Even though the lights are out, we've got emergency lights. What do you do when your loved one's at home and they're totally...
And you're dependent on, say, Alexa's or Echo or one of those things so that you can watch them, a nanny cam, and you're trying to watch them, and the Wi-Fi goes out, and you can't see what's going on. What are you going to do if you live 2-3 hours away, or what if you're on the other side of the country? Those are scary situations, and it happens all the time.
You know, there's we talk about bringing in a care team, and I have to talk about this one. I won't say names. We recently have had an experience with a young man who came in and has literally been looking after his mom for the last 10 years. And he put together a care team of about 6 or 7 people.
Right.
And they each have a job. Each of them, like, this one takes mom to the beauty shop. This one takes her out to dinner. This one takes her to the doctor because he's away. He lives in another area. And I thought how mature and organized he was. But he finally realized... Even that's not going to help. She needs to be in an environment where there's someone around 24/7.
And that's what you're looking for when you're looking at assisted living. You need 24-hour people around. You don't need to be taken care of necessarily. You do need to keep your independence, but that's what you're looking for.
You know, I think it's so hard, you know, where people work very hard all their lives to have a home and, you know, what they call home and where all their wonderful possessions are. However, there comes a time that you just have to let it go.
And that's what we don't like to do. Change is just very, very difficult. I'm going to attack a comment here that the next one, which we've talked a little bit about, but and we've talked about this in the past, but what is an assisted living facility? It is a type of senior housing provided for individuals who are no longer able to live independently because they need some type of help with activities of daily living. A daily living activity could be preparing meals, housekeeping, taking a shower. But you also have a certain amount of independence. And I think that's what people are afraid of. And I mean, I've had people, and you have too, Marcia, who've come into the office and have said, have cried because they didn't want to have to make mama move out of her house and lose her belongings. Okay, well, you may not want to do that, but the reality is if you don't do it, you're going to be a lot sadder when mama falls and ends up in a nursing home where she can't even have her belongings.
Yeah, and you know, even things like, even you got to start thinking about, I'll be one of these people, I'll tell you right now, when I'm 90 years old, I'm going to want to have a pet. I'm going to have a dog, you know, for sure. And that's going to be an issue with me because a lot of places will not let you bring pets anymore. So you got to start planning ahead, even looking at that pet and thinking, okay, if it lives five more years, mom's not getting another pet.
Well, I hate to say it, but I've already thought about that with my little doggie or big doggie. And that's very true. But when we get back from the break, we will talk a little bit more about the differences between assisted living and nursing home and the cost of that and how to prepare and what you really need to think about. But what we're going to stress today more than anything is you absolutely have to have these conversations with your parents. And if you don't, then you're going to be very, very sorry in the long run that you're not prepared. And nobody likes to be unprepared.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builder Lennar is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. The company made more money despite paying more for raw materials and wages. Executive Chairman Stuart Miller says as mortgage rates rose, buyers were reconsidering, and the company has started to see a slowdown in demand for home buying. JetBlue is topping its previous offer to buy Spirit Airlines, now offering $33.50 a share, $2 more per share. And it's offering to sell off parts of the company to receive regulatory approval for the deal. Spirit is considering whether to go with the JetBlue deal or a previous offer from Frontier. Oreo's parent company Mondelez is buying Clif Bar. It's paying $2.8 billion. And Walmart is buying a stake in supply chain tech company Symbotic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
After 9/11, Ben Harrow couldn't wait to enlist in the Army. But in Afghanistan, Ben stepped on an IED while leading an anti-terrorism mission. Ben survived, but lost both of his legs above the knee, two fingers, and sustained injuries to his right forearm. Ben now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Ben. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.com.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit aarp.org/veterans today.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
The most dangerous appliance in the house is the clothes dryer. There's no bigger fire hazard than a dryer not working properly. I'm Patrick with Dryer Vent Wizard in Lexington. Is your dryer taking more than one cycle to dry clothes? It's more than cleaning out a lint trap. Dryer Vent Wizard helps with fire prevention, avoiding mold and mildew, saving energy, which saves dollars and extends the life of your dryer and even your clothes. Dryer vents are all we do. Online, it's LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call us today, 693-5357. That's 693-5357.
What's the real cost of senior living in the Lexington, Columbia area? When it comes to quality care, you get what you pay for. And at Oakleaf Village Lexington, our leadership team has many years of combined experience in caring for seniors. Experience matters, and you can trust the experts at Oakleaf Village of Lexington to care for your loved one just like family. And that is priceless. Your loved one deserves exceptional care. So call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at Oakleaf Village Lexington.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road. 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Heavy get out 20 east and 1 and 277 inbound from Fontaine to Cushman. Wexler Lane right at about Lake Drive. Still out. Old Dunbar Creek side with the wreck. Broad River Road. Barley with the collision slowing things down. Gonna be another hot one. We'll do it again this afternoon. Mid-State Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Got a leak? Let Mid-State Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidStateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. It's Karen Pickard and Marsha Clayman Garrett from Oakleaf Village Assisted Living, and we're going to continue our conversation about please plan for the future with your parents. On the positive points on aging. And Marsha, we were just getting ready to ask me another question.
Yes. And if there are any doctors out there listening, please pay attention.
Please.
Because a lot of people do not get the right information. And the doctor says, mom needs to be in a nursing home. Where really, mom really needs to be in assisted living.
Yes.
But it still hasn't gotten out of their wonderful brains, because they do have wonderful brains, the difference between a nursing home and assisted living. So you tell me in one sentence.
Oh, I can't do that in one sentence. I can't do anything in one sentence.
What is the difference between an assisted living and a nursing home?
Okay, so an assisted living is a social model and a nursing home is a medical model. I can't do this in one sentence.
Very good.
Nursing home, assisted living, you will have people there 24 hours a day to help you with your activities of daily living. That can be bathing, dressing, toileting, grooming, eating, but they do not provide medical care at all. It is not a medical model. A nursing home, on the other hand, they're designed to house and assist individuals that have health conditions that require constant monitoring and around-the-clock availability for a medical personnel such as a nurse or a physician. There really are very different things. And then in South Carolina, memory care comes into play, because memory care is not a nursing home need necessarily. Memory care in South Carolina is considered an assisted living need, not a nursing home need.
Well, but I want to back up for a minute, because this could be confusing.
Yeah.
However, There's usually a nurse, like you were talking about. We have 24/7 care and an assisted living.
Yes.
And there's usually a nurse who is overseeing.
Okay. Well, yes, there usually is a nurse, but in South Carolina, we are not required by law to have a nurse or an LPN in an assisted living. Every assisted living today kind of cringes at that and has somebody that can oversee, but a nurse still cannot make medical decisions. She can't say, okay, well, this person needs to have their insulin adjusted to this much and I will do that. They have to work with the physician. So you have to be very careful. Just because we have a nurse on staff, and at Oak Leaf we have an RN who's been there 19 years, and she still has to work with the physician. Jenny is not allowed to make medical decisions. In a nursing home, nurses can make decisions and adjust things.
But when you talk about medications, we can distribute their medications
yes.
as ordered by the doctor.
Right.
So that's where a big difference is, because I know people that are at home and they might have someone coming into their home.
Yes.
They're really not supposed to be giving them their medications.
Correct. You can say, Mrs. Jones, your pill pack is right here. Take it.
Right.
Whereas in assisted living, they can walk up to you and hand you a cup and say, here is your medication for this morning, Mrs. Jones. Please take it. And they stand there and they watch you and make sure you take it.
What about the cost of assisted living? I mean, we get that every day. Before someone even introduces themselves, they'll say, I'm just calling for prices.
Assisted living, the national average, they say, and I find this hard to believe, I think it's higher than this, but they say the national average is about $3,700 to $4,000 per month for a one-bedroom style apartment and a private bath. This changes depending on where you are and in some places for what kind of care you need and that sort of thing, but that is probably the average cost. If you need memory care, Alzheimer's or dementia care, you're going to be looking at around a $1,200 increase on top of that. So you're looking somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 a month for memory care. Residents of assisted living facilities have to pay privately to cover the cost. Some people can use up their savings, their pensions, their Social Security, and some people are lucky enough to have a long-term care policy that helps. Medicaid and other federal programs do not pay for the cost of assisted living. And I'm going to say that again because we get calls every day. Medicaid and other federal programs do not pay for the cost of assisted living. Some states have waivers for assisted living under special circumstances. And in that case, you need to call your area agency on aging to find out what your state offers, because it's probably not being covered in most assisted livings, because most assisted livings are going to be very expensive. The exception to private pay for assisted living is low income or government subsidized communities. And if your parent meets certain income and assessment requirements, the government can, may, and will subsidize the cost. But again, please check with your area agency on aging. That's really hard for me to say. To find out what they offer and how they might be able to help.
You know, Medicaid, it can be very confusing. People are getting the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. So that's another program we will talk about, because we get a lot of that all the time saying, Mom has Medicare, so apparently it must pay for some of this.
Medicare will cover hospital and rehab stays, but it does not cover assisted living anywhere. Medicaid is a jointly funded federal, state, and state program that provides health insurance for qualifying individuals with medical needs, usually low income and no assets. Every state is different. South Carolina is not going to, it doesn't have a lot of money for people who are on Medicaid.
And in closing, I would like to just suggest that if you're at the beginning of thinking of your mother, father, both of them need better care outside mm-hmm. the home, the first thing you need to do, you really need to talk to an elder law attorney.
Yep.
You need to get all that good paperwork set up, the power of attorney, trust, whatever it is. You need to have that discussion. The other thing is that if you need someone to facilitate that, a geriatric care manager is always beneficial to help the family understand what all resources are going to be needed to take care of Mom and Dad. And I think in our next show, we're going to cover the top 10 questions which you need to ask when you start shopping for an assisted living?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting question because people don't really understand how each company is different and how each place offers something different. And, you know, Oakleaf may not be the place, but somebody else might. But you can reach Marsha or me at 803-808-3477 or online at oakleafvillagelexington.com for more information. Thank you. Stay cool out there and have a great day.
XL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.